In order to get more people watching your stories, you have to have physical engagement. Great. So people just like watching your stories and tapping through them, that's not enough. They have to, when they DM you, that is the highest rated form of engagement.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And listen, this quickie is a little bit longer than my normal quickies, but I promise you, it is so worth it. I'm not kidding you. Worth it in terms of giving you more income, giving you more impact. Seriously, I am not joking. Chris and I got off of this podcast. I hosted this with Chris Harder and our super special guest. You guys are going to be obsessed. And right when we got off, we were like, we're going to implement this, this, and this, and we know it's going to make us more money. Things that we didn't even know. These are social hacks. These are hacks for your business, you guys. If you want more engagement, if you want more following, if you want more money, you're going to want to tune into this show. So stay tuned, even if you break it up into two different episodes. And I want to tell you who this special guest is. Shalene Johnson is on our show today. If you don't know, now you know. If you don't know who she is, you got to go follow her. She is a marketing and social media expert. You can go take one look at her Instagram and you'll know exactly why people follow her. I promise you. Just going and looking at her page, you're going to learn a lot. But not just that. She's also the host of Build Your Tribe and The Shalene Show. You guys, her and her son are absolute geniuses. They teach so much about social media. And not only that, we are hosting a webinar on April 18th with her because this particular quickie is going to give you some quick hits, you guys, that you can implement right away. But on the free webinar on April 18th, which I'm going to tell you how to get there in just a minute, on the free webinar, she's going to give you actual strategies. She's going to give you templates. She is going to show you exactly how and what you should be posting and how to decide. So I am so excited about it because, as you know, if you've been listening to this podcast, one of my biggest goals this year is to grow my social media, have more engagement, and really be able to reach the people that I want to reach. So if that is your goal as well, follow along. But also, right now, just hit pause real quick on me. Go to laurieharder.com/impact and make sure that you sign up for that webinar right now. You are not going to want to miss it, or you're leaving a shit ton of money on the table, you guys. Okay, let's jump into the show. Here we go.
Shalene, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm excited.
I'm so excited to be here. And for everyone that can't see Shalene right now, you guys,
she looks amazing.
She's like my hair muse. Like truly, whenever I scroll to your page, I'm like, God, how does she have such great hair?
That's so funny. I had the same hairstyle for like 15 years and I watched a TikTok video of this girl that gave herself the wolf cut. And I'm like, I could do that. So I literally watched the video and cut my hair. And now it's, you know, it's just funny. Everyone's like, what did you do to your hair? I'm like, I just watched a TikTok video. You could do it too.
Oh my
so
God.
So not only is she my hair muse, but she is also our social media muse. Truly. I want to tell you that when I am about to go do content days, I look at your stuff. I look at your son's stuff because it just helps me and reminds me like, okay, what's working? What are people interested in?
Sure.
So this is really exciting and timely, not only for our audience, but also for me, because a goal of mine this year is to totally up my social media game.
Yeah, both of us.
So we're both very excited about this podcast.
So you could say this podcast is kind of selfish because we just wanted to pick your brain up and we figured, we'll share it with everybody.
But it's the
when you say you want your social media to blow up, now I need to know, what does that mean for you?
I would love to approach 1 million followers, but you know, in a really organic, engaged way.
Okay.
I would love to grow.
Followers?
I would love to grow followers, but I would love a very engaged community. That's more important to me, that I get a lot of engagement and interest.
And Chris, how many followers do you have currently?
265,000.
265,000. And do you know what percentage of them are watching your content, like seeing your posts and watching your stories percentage-wise?
I'd have to go into my insights and take a look, but it's always disappointing.
Okay. Well, so that's the first thing I want to start with to just jump the gun here is say, Lori, I'm kind of more excited about the idea that you want to be more engaged with your followers. My personal objective is I don't need to have even one more new follower. I need to know the people who have already followed me and make sure I'm, because they've been sticking around. Like I've got to make sure they know who I am and that I'm here to serve them. Mm. And I've got to figure out a better way to do that. And it's kind of like, you know, it's easier to take care of an existing customer than it is to get a new one. Mm-hmm. So I think I'd like to tell most people, instead of focusing on like a number of new followers you get, like what can you do to really serve the people who are already following you? Because in the process, you're going to grow your following.
That is so good. It's a basic math problem. Instead of, okay, so consider me reframed. Here's why.
Okay.
Instead of saying, oh, I've got to grow this number to reach more people, I could concentrate on just reaching more people that are within the number because there's such a huge gap that doesn't see it today.
That's right. And I'm sure you've noticed when you scroll, let me know if this is true for you, especially in the last probably 2 or 3 months. When you're scrolling your feed, you're like, wait, who is this? When did I follow them?
Yeah.
So Instagram, with their algorithm, especially with Instagram recently, they're trying to serve you up people who you already follow and you haven't seen their content in a long time to see how have you just forgotten about them and trying to make those connections for us because they want to spread their tentacles, right? And so that is a real advantage for those of us who we have followers and we know when they're not seeing our content. Most of us, our objective is to follow fewer people. Is to consume less social media.
Yeah, definitely.
That's true. So we're fighting this fight where, hey, I want more followers, but everybody else is saying, I want to follow less people.
Right.
So it's almost like a fool's mission.
Right. In my personal life, I have the motto of Drake, which is no new friends, no new friends, no new friends. And I say that not because I'm antisocial, but because I don't feel like I am a good enough friend to the people who I absolutely love and adore and who are already in my life. So like, why don't I work on being better for them before I start spreading myself thinner? And I kind of, in the last year, decided to apply that principle to my own social media following. And now my son and I both teach social media. We do this together. And so a year ago, we decided to take on completely different objectives. His goal was to grow by 1,000 people a week. Minimum. And he's far surpassed that goal. My goal was to re-engage my existing followers and not to worry about growing even by one. And I will have to say this has been my best year of sales on Instagram without paid advertising than any other time in my past, because it takes a lot to be intentional. And with the advent of reels and like really simple content, it's so easy to post like a 30-second reel that you're like, all right, I posted today, versus when you're like, I intentionally want to figure out who's following me and how I can help them.
God, this is so good because here's one of the reasons we wanted to have you on the show today. As you know, I've got a business following on the podcast and I've got a business following on Instagram and I've got a business following in the mastermind, right? From all three of those platforms, I'm hearing a common theme lately. And that is everything I used to sell pretty easily is having a hard time selling now. Or customers that used to say yes are saying no now. Or I've never gotten so many price objections on things that I used to not get price objections on. So I feel like we're facing a lot of uncertainty in the economy. You know, people are, it's harder to earn a sale from them, let's say. And so the knee-jerk reaction has been, well, if I can increase the number of people that have eyeballs on me, then that'll automatically result in more sales. But I like the direction you're going, and that is, let's just serve the people who do have eyeballs on you more, and then that'll create more sales.
Well, you talk about economics a lot and the state that we're in currently. If you look at social media, we are, by definition, in a recession.
Yeah.
There's an abundance of supply. There's incredibly diminished demand. Most of us are following 500 to 1,000 people or more, but we only want to watch 5 to 8.
Yeah.
That's a very, very small percentage. Most of us have an objective to spend less time on our screens, to consume less social media, to be more intentional about it. So it's like we want less, but yet there's more people on social media and they're posting more often. There's stories and there's feed posts and your mom has an Instagram and, you know, your dog has an Instagram and certainly your, you know, not yet born baby has an Instagram. Like everybody has a TikTok. Like, and it's become so much that we feel like, I hear from people every day who are like, I think I have ADHD. I'm like, I think you probably just have too many notifications open on your phone. Like, just because you're distracted doesn't mean you have ADHD. It's we have like social media induced ADHD because we are so just pulled in a million different directions. So when there is a recession in the economy, right? How does a business stand out? A business stands out by going the extra mile, by really pouring into their existing customers and also by differentiating.
God, it's such a good analogy, linking a recession in social media to a recession in the economy. And the behavior of how you behave when you're facing a recession is the same.
Yeah. Yeah. People start to pinch their pennies. And what people are pinching now is their time. That's why entrepreneurs are having a much harder time getting people to show up on their webinars. They're getting a much harder time to get open rates on their emails because our time is just being sucked away from us. And so, and we're very, very aware of that. So we're being very intentional about where we spend that most valuable resource.
Okay. So just from the top, if we're starting out and we're starting to make some goals, is that where we would want to start? Is what is our actual goal? Should we even think of growth right now? Or should the goal be to really start showing up, like set the goal of getting more engagement?
And what do we measure it? What are we measuring?
Yeah.
I think the first thing to do is if you have 100 followers, I mean, that's a pretty nice goal to start with. It's like, if I at least have 100 followers, if I am focusing on adding value to those people, I'm automatically going to grow my following. That's true. What we do when people try to focus on just growth, then they automatically, just by default, go for, I need to create a viral piece of content. And I've got to get that big bang. And when you do that, you end up selling out, you end up producing content that doesn't serve your niche and doesn't have the person who's already following you in mind. So if I'm going to back it all the way up, I would say the very first thing you have to do is ask yourself, who do I want to serve? What's the problem that they have? And what type of content would they want to show up for every day?
Yeah, this is so interesting because when I was first, I think we all are from year to year, or especially in the beginning of anyone who's growing, trying to figure out your identity on social media.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Like that was a really big thing for me going, okay, because there were some things that I knew if I posted, I knew I would get more likes or whatever that looks like, more follows, whatever. But it wasn't serving the ultimate goal that I wanted. And that was to sell more of what we were doing and really create that community around business or, you know, essentially the programs that we were launching. Can we talk about that for a minute? Like letting go of kind of going for those quick hits. Do we totally avoid them? You know, do we try to keep our identity all in one? What does that look like?
That's a really great question. So the first thing I have to make is a distinction that very few people who teach social media do. And I think it's important to state is if you already have enough followers, which Chris, you do, Lori, both of you have enough followers to be set for the rest of your lives. You know, if you can just get them to pay attention, you don't need any more followers. But for someone who's listening who doesn't have a sizable following, then your goal is to attract people who are looking for your type of content, right? And so the very first thing you have to recognize is that don't do the things that someone with a big account has. I can get away with all kinds of stuff because I'm not trying to grow my following.
Right.
If I were starting today and I only had like 200 or 300 followers, and I need to grow my following, I would be very intentional about niching down my content. Someone who has a sizable following, I can post about random things and I'm not going to lose followers. I'm also probably not going to gain any followers. But if you are somebody who doesn't have a sizable following and you aren't yet known for one thing, and I stumble upon your content, this is what it looks like. I stumble upon your content. You've just posted a really funny viral reel that makes fun of the fact that your husband is a mouth breather. And I think, oh, that's so funny. And so then I want to go back to your account and see if there is there more funny content making fun of a husband. I'm looking for more funny content. And I go back to it and there's a picture of you doing a boomerang with your girlfriends. How does that serve me? It doesn't. Okay. And then there's a reel about, you know, you on your vacation. How does that serve me? It doesn't. And then there's a post of you and your dog and how cute your dog is. And I think to myself, I have a limited amount of time. This is all really cute, but I don't have time and I'm not going to follow you. And I also don't know what do you stand for? Right. So if we don't niche down, which you don't have to, but if you don't, You'll never be known for something, and no one then needs to follow your account. That you're not serving any purpose for them.
Mm-hmm. Dang, this makes so much sense. You know, you opened by saying you and Brock made separate goals. He wanted to grow by 1,000 a week and he crushed it. And you wanted to stay the same and raise your engagement. And obviously, I'm friends with and follow both of you guys. And I've seen you guys take two very different actions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's been very niche.
Only right?
How to grow your Instagram social media growth. Or nothing. Yep, Instagram or nothing. And of course, you do all the things, ADHD, and then, you know, you and Brett hanging out.
Life,
and,
all of it.
Yeah.
Outfits.
So you guys are literally living what you're teaching right now. And it makes so much sense that if you're not at the number you want to be at yet, you got to give them a clear, identifiable reason to click follow. And that's because you're going to talk about one thing that they need over and over.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And you know, you have to speak to your potential customer. Like, and I know not everyone is on Instagram to monetize, but I think you get to a certain point where you're like, if I'm going to be spending all this time, it would be nice to make a few bucks, whether that's as an affiliate or offering my programs or selling something or even just recommending something or even just getting paid formally to produce reels, to create content, if you will. And so if that is your goal, then you have to understand there isn't one way to do this. It depends on what is your objective, right? So if your objective is to sell, you need people to sell to. If you don't have people to sell to, then you got to get people. And that was Brock's goal, you know? So now he's got the following. Now you're going to see him. We just talked about this a couple days ago. You're going to see him peppering in some more other topics that he's interested in. And I find that that's the hardest thing. As you mentioned, Lori, it's so hard to put yourself in a box.
Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcasts. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe, because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out.
Hey, y'all, if you didn't know, Earn Your Happy is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. This is so exciting to me because I have been looking for a really good home for the show for I can't even tell you, years, literally. And now I've finally been able to come together and collaborate with other people who have incredible shows, and I want to share them with you. One of the shows is Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. And you guys, if you don't know about the beginning of my career, I literally started with Brennan Bouchard's work. It's how I launched one of my very first online courses and membership sites, was because he gives so much advice that you can integrate and implement immediately. And that's what you're going to get on the show. Not just motivation, but you're going to learn exactly how to get your stuff out in the world. And not just that, but Brennan runs in the most incredible group of humans who are really doing the thing out in the world that you want to be doing. So go check it out. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I promise you, this is going to be one of those shows that no matter when you tune in, you're going to get value. Like, it's not one of those that you're like, God, I listened for 30 minutes and I didn't get what I wanted. Like, from the beginning, you're going to get something that changes your life or changes your business. So go check it out. Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I know you're going to love it. I'm obsessed. Totally.
Okay, so then the question becomes, if talking about one thing and being known for one thing is what grows your audience, isn't that also what would re-engage them if the goal is to engage more people? Or can we get away with, here's our sheepadoodles, and then here's us on a Saturday, and here's a financial tip?
So if the goal is to engage more people that who are already existing followers, then it's a matter of curiosity, then really understanding how to create a connection. And we connect with people who we see there's similar values. And that's where stories comes in. That's what, once we have a following, the best place to create that connection is stories. And in stories, we should be seeing everything about you. Mm-hmm. I want to know what you ate for breakfast. I want to know about your dog. I want to know where you grew up. I want to know what your favorite color is. I want to know, where did you buy that? And can you send me the link? I want to know what you recommend. I want to know your personality. I want to know your values. Because when I feel like I really am connected to you, which only happens if there's some curiosity, right? So our feed posts is where we create curiosity. Mm-hmm. It's where we attract people. So that's where it's really important, if you're growing, to stay on niche, as hard as that is to do. Mm. But the good news is there are no rules when it comes to stories, other than it's got to be, can't miss content.
Mm. Okay. That makes good sense.
We got to work on that.
Yeah, we do. So you mentioned monetizing. Could you give us some examples? You kind of jumped on some before, but to the person listening who's like, I need extra money right now. You know, economy's uncertain. I would love to entertain making money on social media. Could you give us some ideas? Like, what should people be looking at in order to monetize social media?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you, you know, we have over 12,000 students who are constantly polling. So when I share an opinion, it's more than an opinion. It's data-based, because what works for me doesn't matter, right? Yeah. Like, I need to help people understand, like, what is working for the masses. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you without any hesitation, it is only stories. You can't sell on a feed post. Mm-hmm. You just can't. I mean, there's a very, very rare exception. So the link in your bio, that's all great. But like, this, the sale happens in stories. And what most people are doing on stories is they're trying to sell versus just trying to create community and connect, so that there's a level of trust there, right? So I want to get to a point on my stories where you're following, not because I'm going to tell you about the Marketing Impact Academy or the coaching that we do for entrepreneurs. You're following because you know, if I recommend a lip gloss, you're like, I love that. What is it? I know you've already done your research. Or if I talk about a protein powder, you know, I've done my research. If I'm talking about skincare, you know, it meets my standards. So the only way to know that my standards meet your standards is if you really know a lot about me. So I have to post. It's important that we post like all the things and recommend things. There's nothing better than when you're like, oh, thank God I don't have to do any research. I just saw in so-and-so's stories, they recommended this restaurant. I just saw in so-and-so's stories, this amazing dress that they got, you know, and it's super well-priced. And you're like, now I don't have to do the research. I can just click the link. Thank you. Like, once you have a level of trust with someone, that person saves you time. Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to use your stories to become a trusted recommender.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The people who we teach to do this crush with a capital C sales. and never feel like they're selling. In fact, you would never know that they're selling because you're recommending. And I mean, and this is really easy to do if you're the kind of person who likes to help people out. Like if you can't help but tell the cashier at the grocery store about this amazing nail salon two doors down, or you call all your girlfriends or put them on a group thread and you're like, okay, I just discovered the best hairspray on the planet. Like whatever it is, if you're that kind of person, you love helping people and it should just be kind of everything. And sometimes that's just not just selling things. It might be like what you're doing that day, right? Like it's how I schedule my day. It's how I plan my work week. It's how we vacation. It's how we pack. It's like anything that kind of makes people's lives easier is a great thing to share in stories.
Okay. So many times when I'm looking at creating stories through the day, I'm like, oh, I'm in a hurry. And I know they're going to ask for this link, but I don't remember where I got it. So, you know, I pass these things by, but meaning I don't upload so many things that I know would be valuable that I want to upload. But if I can reframe it for myself and say, if I just took this little bit of time now, I can save myself so much time when I'm going to sell something. And also the impact in your sales will be so much better because you're always going to be trading time on something. So that's really helpful for me to remember.
Lori, I'm so glad you said that because for most people who are listening or watching this, unless you have tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of followers, you don't have to post a link. You can just say, DM me if you want the link. Because here's what happens with stories. In order to get more people watching your stories, you have to have physical engagement. Great. So people just like watching your stories and tapping through them, that's not enough. They have to, when they DM you, that is the highest rated form of engagement. So if you can get someone to ask you a question, that's why a lot of times when I do my posts, I intentionally leave some of the information I know people have so that there's this curiosity, because without curiosity, there's no conversation, right? So I want people to ask a question. The question leads to a conversation. The conversation leads to a connection. Connections lead to commitment or sales.
That is genius.
This is so good. I feel like you're giving away so many secrets because I've always wondered how to get my stories up. My stories are only 1% to 2% of my audience.
Okay.
And so it feels really anemic to me.
Sure.
And I'm like, how do I get them up? How do I get them up? If I can get people to DM me, that's the highest rated move in the algorithm to expose your stories to more people, you're saying.
First of all, that person will see your bubble, you know, your little circle will show up at the front. Mm-hmm. It's not that it will show up to more people. It won't show up to anyone unless they're already following you.
Okay.
So that's important for people to know is that you will never get, at the time that we're recording this, the way Instagram is set up, you won't reach new followers with your stories. You will reach your existing followers. And most of us watch stories before we watch any other content.
Totally.
So that's really the play. If you want to reach those 100 or 100,000 people that are following you, the play is how do I get them to see my stories? And Instagram has to believe that there's a connection. When it sees that there's a conversation happening between these two people, that's a connection. And so that moves a little further up in one of the many different metrics that it looks at. That moves it ahead. The time in which you posted moves it ahead. Even what you've said in the video, if they in the past have interacted when you've, you know, showed a story about your dog, and they interacted the last time they showed the story about your dog, they're probably going to, believe it or not, that piece is going to show up in the front of their circles that day. So there's so many different metrics, but most importantly, it is how do we get people to physically tap, engage, or talk to us on our stories?
This makes so much sense because someone will DM me or I'll DM back, you know, a couple, they ask a question, I answer it, they ask back, and all of a sudden I see their bubble at the top for the next couple of days. That's the way to get your bubble show up at the top of more people who are already following you.
That's right. And I'm intentional about this every single day. So every single day, if you watch my stories, I'm always asking questions of my audience that are easy for them to answer. So like not what was your darkest childhood trauma, but I'll say, do you work out at the gym or at home or just in your head? You know what I mean? Like, so I'll ask a poll or I'll ask them to, you know, I'll ask a question and say, what one word would you use to describe your best friend? You know, they're just like simple things that get them to communicate with me that aren't self-serving. It's like, I want to get to know you. I'm not selling any gym workouts or anything related to fitness, but I want to know who you are. I want to know what you do. I want you to know that even though I'm not selling those things, it's important to who I am. It's part of how I stay mentally balanced and don't murder someone. And I connect with people on that level. And when you're on stories, That's why they're watching. They just want to, they're either hate watching you, which is sometimes what we do when we're like, you know, I can't stand this person, so I want to watch her stories. But more often than not, we're watching stories because it's like, I just, do we connect? Like, do we have something in common? So the more pieces you can show people, you're like, oh my God, we're part of the same tribe.
I'm not going to be self-conscious when I see you watching my stories. Is this a hate watch or a love watch?
Yeah, right.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Before we jumped in, we're going to jump into a little bit of sales. And yes. I also know that we have something so amazing coming up because one of the things that I would love for people to know is that if they go to this thing we're about to talk about, which is a webinar that you're going to be going a little bit deeper on, if they go to this, I'm guessing that they're going to get more information on kind of like the pillars they should learn how to be posting on, when, how do you stay on top of that consistency? Can you tell me a little bit about what's involved in that? But we can go.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why I suggested that we do that instead of just doing it on the podcast is because I need to show people examples. Yes. And it's very visual. Like I want to show you a template of what it can look like. I do a five-story template that is a sale that does not feel like a sale. It will actually boost your engagement and it converts. It converts. And I'm going to show people like why links don't work, why it's one of the worst metrics you can use when you are trying to sell. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these things, I've got to show people how to do this and how to make it fit for you versus just like, you know, giving a bunch of silly concepts. I want to give people templates.
I love a template. Selfishly, I'm like, okay, I have some stuff coming up, making sure this is before that. Okay, great.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to add to that. Like the fact that you said, fine, I'll come on, I'll give some of the tips, but they're not going to truly understand it and be able to execute on it unless we like do a webinar together. So are you committed to doing a webinar? That just shows that you're impact focused, right? The fact that you're like, well, I've got templates I got to show, I've got processes I got to show, and you can't really do that on a podcast.
Right. And I want people to see it other than my content, right? Because that doesn't help you. I want you to see what it looks like if you're someone who does not like to go on camera. Mm-hmm. How do you sell on stories if you're like, I don't want to go on camera? One of the reasons why I like doing this in a webinar, workshop, whatever you want to call it, we're going to jump on Zoom together. Basically, I'll send people the link and they can, you know, join me on Zoom where you can actually see examples, real life examples of people who don't have necessarily big followings, but they are getting huge conversions in terms of sales and people who don't want to go on camera. Because a lot of people are like, I don't look like you, Lori, or I don't feel comfortable. I hate my voice. And I want to show them real life examples of how you do this, because there's so many different ways to creatively connect with people and it doesn't always have to be your face on camera.
God, that's so good, because it empowers everybody. It doesn't leave anyone behind.
Yeah.
Let me just like take a pause for a minute and say, we've known you for quite a while now and you are truly about impact. You truly are about bringing everyone along, not just certain people along. And I just want to pay you a compliment for showing up the way you do after all these years consistently. And it's why you guys are successful, is because you're the real deal. And that's just a great example of it.
Well, thanks. It's fun. It's an obsession. You know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous sometimes. Brett's like, that guy did not ask for your advice in that call. I'm like, I know, but he could really build a brand.
Nobody needs it.
Well, it's because you really care. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drop the webinar if people want to register for free, because we're doing it for free. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all kind of bonding together to pay it forward. So I'm going to drop that link in a minute here. And then we want to ask you kind of a final question on setting people up for success. So the webinar, if you guys want to come to the free webinar where we're going to do a deep dive and Shalene's going to show you real graphics, real what to do, real what not to do, how everybody can succeed, not just certain people, totally free. Go to LoriHarder.com/impact, because that's what you're all about, impact. Go to LoriHarder.com/impact, totally free, no strings attached. And you're going to learn more that night than you can fathom.
Can I give you a huge, I shared this with you guys once, so you can tell me if it worked for you or not. I don't know the answer, but you called me and you're like, I don't know what's happened. We're not getting any story views. What is going on? And I said, I got a hack for you. And this hack still works. I'm curious if it worked for you, and I'm going to share this with your listeners now because they've stayed with us this long. Let your stories completely expire. Then wait 24 hours without posting, which is kind of a nice little break. Mm-hmm. Your first story back needs to be a very simple poll, like cats or dogs, or are you going to have a good day? Yes or no, like something so simple. And it is without question, anytime someone does this, they get almost double their normal story views.
Yep, it works.
It works
perfectly.
It totally worked. We need to do it again. I think I remember getting triple. And it was, I think you had, at the time, you either said, I don't remember a poll, but you said, like, make it interesting and interactive.
Oh, yes.
So I did something.
Has to be interactive.
I don't remember what it was, but I remember thinking, this is interesting.
Yeah, so, you can't come back with something that, like, people are like, you know, you got to come back with. So if you don't have anything interesting going on in your life, some people aren't that creative, then come up with a poll that people can't help but tap and answer. And it works like a charm. I have to be honest and say, I don't know how often you can do that. Like someone asked me just yesterday, can I do this like every week? I'm like, I don't know, but try it. Why not? Who cares? Take a whole day off. That's something all of us should be doing anyways.
That is so interesting. It makes me really think about even with like launch strategies, doing that right before.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. Genius.
We always do that.
Oh, genius.
Always.
Okay. So last question for you. You're very impact focused, obviously, and you've got thousands and thousands of students. And sometimes you get to see behind the curtain at Instagram, right? Just because of what you've achieved and the relationships you have. Should we, as everybody, as a society right now, facing uncertain economy, people blame algorithms, you name it. Should we have the attitude of, hey, it's a little tougher right now than it's been in the past? Or should we have the attitude of, there's always a way. Let's just learn what that way is and we can be just as successful as we always have.
Well, gosh, you know my answer, right? I think, but there are two different types of people and you know who you are. Like you are either that person who like throws up their hands and they're like, well, I knew this was going to happen. Or you're the kind of person who's like, what? I'll figure. There's always opportunity. There's always opportunity. And this is one of those times where I think if you look at it, because there is a social media recession, one of the easiest things to do is be real. Yeah. Because the stuff that isn't working on Instagram or TikTok or any of those platforms anymore is the stuff that just feels so stupid and phony. Yes. And like, no one does this in real life. I just ripped a bunch of, and I make these kind of posts too, but I ripped so many trends that are on Instagram. I'm like, that is so dumb. No one does that in real life. Like no one picks up their wife that way. Yep. No, you know, no one stands on the beach in a bikini with peace signs up above their head. Like no one does these things. Why are we like sheep? And that's not working. What is working today, if you look at especially, you know, like TikTok, Instagram, even YouTube, real. Because we're so desperate for it, because we're so sick of the fake filters, AI reproducing voices, and you know, like reels where you're doing a lip sync. How am I going to connect with you? I don't even know your voice.
Yeah.
You pointing on the screen, that's really easy. But like, I don't know anything about you. I don't even know your voice. Mm-hmm. Like, so the good news is everyone knows how to be themselves. And now it's being rewarded.
That's so good. That's so good. You just said there's two types of people, right? The people that throw their hands in the air and say, oh, well, not for me. Yeah. And then there's the people who are like, there's a way I'm going to figure it out. If you're the second type of person, there's a way I'm going to figure it out. This is your chance. Go to LoriHarder.com/impact because we're giving you that way. Like Shalene is nice enough to say, sure, I'll come on the show, but only if you do a webinar where we can teach further. This is your chance to learn for free. So don't miss it. Be that second kind of person. Go to LoriHarder.com/impact. We're all going to hang out on this webinar together and learn.
That'll be fun. Awesome. Thank you for doing this, you guys. I appreciate it.
Literally our pleasure. Thank you. Always good to see you.
So grateful for you. And we can't wait. We need
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Hey, all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight
fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.